And welcome all of Arizona homeowners as we kick the door open to all of our broadcast affiliates. If you missed the 7 o'clock hour, you're not in a market that has it, you missed a great hour with Arizona Game and Fish
Special Assistant to the Director, Mr. Jim Paxson, talking everything great about outdoor Arizona and the things the Game and Fish Department have planned over the next few months to introduce you to the outdoors.
We'd encourage you to go to rosieonthehouse.com and get the podcast. Check it out. This is the 8 o'clock hour, the Outdoor Living Hour. We are joined with Jay Harper of Harper's Nursery, and it is rose time.
It is. It is. You know, one little quick throwback. I believe they also have some material through the Game and Fish Department that you can use for attracting wildlife to your garden. Certain plants, trees, and shrubs in ways that you can attract watchable wildlife into your garden and landscape. So, you know, that's always a fun thing to do. Of course, usually water, you just put a water feature,
a bubbler
or a bird bath or something like that, a little fountain, any kind of little water feature in your garden, and that usually will get you a lot of wildlife. So whether it's hummingbirds or butterflies or, you know, some kind of bird life, you'll have them if you've got some water available for them.
That's usually followed by people saying, all right, how do I get rid of the wildlife?
Well, the javelina and the deer and the elk.
Yeah, there is that.
Just plant a garden. They'll show up.
That's right. It is rose time. Mid-January is the time that we often think about trimming roses, planting roses, anything really that goes dormant, right? So including our dormant shade and fruit trees, this is a great time to be trimming and planting as well. I know everybody's still kind of maybe in the holiday hangover, getting organized, getting Christmas decorations taken down, all of that sort of thing. But if you're not out in the garden this time of year, I think you're missing one of the special times to garden in our state. These really cool mornings and warm afternoons make for a great time to be getting lots of the heavy lifting kind of things done, the heavy pruning of dormant trees and roses that otherwise, you know, when it's 80 degrees out, it's a kind of a sweaty, hot job. And this is a great time if you wanted to plant a vegetable garden this spring to be getting the ground dug up and prepared and ready and doing all those things. We've had a lot of moisture in the ground. The ground's pretty easy to dig in. So it's just a great time. But we are having our annual rose clinic today at 10 o'clock. I've tried to go back and think when the first one was, but let's just say it's over 30 years that we've been doing this. And the one thing we have always done is bring in somebody from one of the rose societies. So a rosarian that really has a special interest and knowledge about roses. Ryan Rieger has been doing it for us for a number of years now. Old Bill Carls did it. Rest his soul, for years and years and years, and did a great job. Ryan had big shoes to fill, and he's done it admirably. In fact, he's so good, his whole garden was written up in Phoenix Home and Garden magazine here last year as to what a spectacular gardener he is. So 10 o'clock today, if you want to know more about how to trim and care and the ins and outs and nuances of growing roses here in the Desert Southwest at our store there on Hayden at 2529 North Hayden Road.
Join the conversation by dialing 1-888-767-4348. That's 1-888-ROSIE for you. Or texting in at 411-923 with your landscape or gardening question. What do I need to know if I've never, I mean, this is rose pruning time. I don't even have a rose to begin with.
Okay.
Where do I start? Can I still learn today? Can I come get a rose today?
Yeah. Well,
he will
talk about how to plant and select roses. And, you know, I mean, first of all, you've got to decide what kind of roses do you want. Do you want a rose garden, or are you going to want some roses in your landscape? One of the things we're seeing, and I think we've been missing the boat on this for years, the rose growers and hybridizers have been trying to, I think, push it, but I'm finally seeing it, especially in the Arcadia area, is using just roses as a landscape shrub, particularly the white iceberg rose. It's just bulletproof. I mean, you can use it just as a foundation plant. You can prune it pretty much just like any other plant. It blooms doggone year round. And so, you know, if you just want some color in the landscape.
White iceberg.
White iceberg.
Write that down.
It's just fabulous. I've seen more and more of them popping up now in other areas. In fact, there's somebody that just re-landscaped a house in my neighborhood. They use some iceberg roses. They're fabulous. There's different types of roses that do and are tended to do different things. You know, there's climbers. If you have a trellis or a wall or an arbor or something, you want something to grow on, you know, you can plant a climbing rose. We do plant a lot of a climbing rose. It is a rose, and it is a climber called the tombstone rose or Rose Banksia, Lady Banks rose. Those have always been very popular, but there are other types of climbing roses. There are little, you know, short shrub-like roses, a China doll, and a few things that stay real small if you want a little small hedge. As I mentioned, there's iceberg and knockout, and iceberg comes in other colors, and showbiz, and a bunch of different shrub-type, floribunda-type roses that make for low foundation plantings. And, of course, then if people want that long-stem cutting quality type rose, there's a hybrid tea. Now, hybrid tea roses and those types of roses don't always like to just grow in and amongst our landscape. You might want to have a little area set aside for those. So it just really, you need to assess your needs in your landscape and how you want to grow roses and use roses in your landscape. You can even grow them very effectively in containers. So if you live in a condo or a patio home that doesn't have a great area to do a lot of planting, you just want to have a rose, consider growing them in a nice container. They do well.
And they do well all over different elevations of Arizona. If you go farther south but up in elevation, you know, most people go to Tombstone for the OK Corral and the cowboy history. Mm-hmm. It's also Tombstone's home to the world's largest rose bush.
That is the Tombstone or Rose Banksia or Lady Banks rose that we were talking about, yes.
Have you ever seen it? I don't remember ever going and seeing the rose bush there, but next time I go to Tucson, it's in my mental note.
I have a love-hate relationship with Tombstone. I'm an amateur Western historian, and Tombstone may be the one, I hate to say this, maybe the biggest disappointment in my life, frankly. I don't know what happened. They were charging $5 to go see it, and I refused to pay it.
Yeah.
To
see the rose bush?
Yes, sir.
$5 to see the bush.
I believe that's right. I don't.
All right, I'm going to have to Google it.
We're going to tick somebody off. I've seen lots of Rose Banksias. I've got lots of them around my house, and I didn't need to see it that bad. Anyway, on to another subject.
I should have asked off air ahead of time.
Don't get me going on Tombstone. Roses at really high elevation, sometimes we can have some problems with cold. Folks in Flagstaff and Pine Top may have to do a little protecting in the wintertime, that sort of thing. But they still do use roses and use them quite successfully. So you just have to assess your needs and your environment. You know, people ask about roses here. You know, a lot of rose growers commercially grow their roses right out here west of town.
Yeah.
Litchfield, Waddell.
Yeah.
So there's fields of roses growing out there. So it's not that roses won't do well here, folks. We don't have to winter protect for frost or cold freezing damage. We don't have a lot of disease problems that they do in the Midwest and in the Southeast where it's wet and they get a lot of fungus and diseases on roses. So roses are relatively easy to care for here other than the heat. You have to mulch them and you have to be okay with the fact that your roses about come September are going to look kind of beat up. And that's okay. And
most things come September that have been outside for all summer look a little beat up.
Yeah, you're right to some degree. And roses, you know, kind of can look a little rough. But other than that, you know, they respond and come back very nicely if you do a little pruning on them and feeding and take care of them.
I never thought of it, but we should get one of those rose growers in next year. Have them guest in. Because I do, now that Northern comes all the way through as a parkway almost to the 101.
Okay.
When I drive to KTAR on Saturday mornings, that's my route. And there is that time of the year where you can, you know, there's just these rows of colors.
Oh, man.
That they've planted.
You got there in the spring.
Beautiful. Oh. Right. Right. Yeah. North of Luke Air Force Base.
Yes, yes.
Man, that's got to be pretty coming in one of those planes at the time of year. They should get someone to plant the rose because they have the colors in the shape of the American flag, so it blooms.
Ooh. You know, you're talking about your drones earlier. Wouldn't that be a cool use for a drone would be to take some pictures of landscapes and things like that, or a field of roses, and make a video of that. That'd be kind of fun.
The 2016 Harper's Farmer's Almanac talked about the use of drone in agricultural that's coming up, and how a lot of these big crops where you can't exactly see what's in the middle.
Yeah.
It's a easier, cheaper way to inspect the middle of your crop without having to get
helicopter,
crop duster or a helicopter.
Uh-huh, yeah.
And they're even developing ways to drop fertilizers in those areas, or soil amendments, or if there's a disease or an insect that's attacking a part. So it's kind of like
the internet, right? There's a lot of great positive things that can come from the internet, and there's a whole bunch of negative things as well. The drones are going to be the same way. I mean, for every bad thing you can think of a real cool positive use for them as well.
1-888-767-4348. That's 1-888-ROSIE for you to join the conversation.